Juno Afternoon is made possible in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guest today is the famous Curtis O'Rourke Stedman, also known as Cousin Curtis. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks so much for being here.
Yeah.
I know your name will be familiar to a lot of our listeners. You're a musician, and last time I saw you was probably about 4 or 5 years ago,
Okay. And
you were on stage at the Hangar Ballroom, and you announced that you're going to head out of town and be a full-time musician.
So, yeah.
Is that what you've been doing these last 4 or 5 years?
I have. And the first go of it for about a year and a half was, you know, good, successful, kind of dodgy at times. But lately it's really been clicking along and play about 160 shows a year at this point and just having a good time traveling around.
That's pretty rad. How would you describe your music, your sound?
Lately, I've been describing it as if blues and bluegrass had a baby. So I'd go that route where it's rooted in blues, but most often played at bluegrass speeds. Sometimes it slows down, but I like to kind of break the mold of a solo acoustic singer-songwriter as somebody who's not going to, you know, play to sleep or play nothing but love songs. It's somebody who's going to try to get you up and get dancing.
Yeah. Sounds great. I've listened to a lot of your stuff. I really enjoy it.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. So now you're based in Telluride. Is that correct?
Yes.
And
yes.
Was there like, was that like a straight arrow journey after you left Alaska?
No, definitely not. So we bounced around the country quite literally for just over a year and ended up in the Front Range of Colorado, just outside of Denver, for about 2.5 years. But the way that it works with playing music full time is that might be a mailing address, but you're not always there. Mm-hmm. And in those adventures of bouncing around Colorado and then continuing on through, you know, different areas of the country, I passed through Telluride. I had a great opportunity to play there. And one thing led to another, and, you know, that 2.5 stretch of having an address in Front Range turned into, is there a chance that we could live in the mountains and make it work? And I think if, you know, if there's something that you want, you're going to figure out every way to make it happen. And we were able to do that.
And when you left town, Elizabeth Jenkins from our own Alaska Energy Desk, based out of here at KTOO and a couple other places in the state, she did a story on how you left town, which was in a pool in a tiny house on wheels.
Yes.
And now it sounds like you're probably living in a bigger tiny house.
Yep. Yeah, we've got a house that we rent now, and the tiny house was actually sold, but most of the materials I was able to pull out of the tiny house, and I sold the truck that we were pulling the tiny house with. Sold the truck, sold the trailer, bought one of those big old Sprinter vans, and put most of the materials that were in the tiny house into the van, and now that is the tour bus whenever I'm driving around.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the update. I'm sure people were wondering, you know, whatever happened with the tiny house?
People do ask, yep.
How was it for the time that you had it? Did it work for your purposes?
It did, and it was incredible. It was just, I don't know, such a relief to know that there weren't going to be these massive hotel room costs bouncing around the country. It was, we realized pretty quickly what we needed and what we didn't need. For example, we put a full shower and we had a boat toilet in the tiny house when we left. And we ended up ditching that, man, maybe like 5 months into the journey, 6 months into the journey, because it just became this collection of dust and storage, and we never used a shower because we always had someplace to go. It wasn't required that we had a shower, and so we ditched it and, you know, refinished the inside of it. It was really ideal for what we were doing. And then as I started to play music, Kelly, my girlfriend, she got a job in Denver during just after a year of traveling the road, and it didn't make sense for me to pull a tiny house with a truck anymore. So it, you know, the evolution started to happen right then and there.
What was the worst thing about living out of a tiny house?
You have no space or separation unless you want to go outside. And we had two big dogs. And so that was kind of our release. It was like, you know, okay, you get dinner started. I'm going to go walk the dogs or vice versa. But the trickier parts was when it was cold and rainy or vice versa, if it was hot and humid. Keeping everything inside the tiny house a temperate environment was difficult. I would say especially when it was cold because, like, you're constantly bundled up. And we had, you know, we had 0 degree sleeping bags, so we were okay that way. And we had the two big dogs. But every once in a while, we'd be in this funky state where, like, we were camping in Louisville, Kentucky one time. in the tiny house, and this rainstorm comes down. We're like, oh, very peaceful rainstorm. This is lovely. Well, then it hit, you know, like 25 degrees in the middle of the night, and all of this rain froze.
Oh, no.
So we tried to get out in the morning, and we couldn't because the rain had froze the door shut. So I imagine people walking by in the campground are like, what is happening in this thing? Because here I am putting my shoulder. I've got like 3 feet of running space to put my shoulder into the door to try to, you know, smash this thing open from the inside. That was exciting. Well,
it would appear as though you did escape eventually.
We did, yeah. Got out and said, leave it open.
Oh, that's pretty funny. Well, it was just super interesting, like little side story about you and your journey. And
Thank you.
It sounded like a lot of fun.
Yes.
So, again, thanks for the recap on that.
Yeah.
And then I just like pure coincidence, we had a visitor in our office yesterday, and he used to work here, and now he works for Colorado Public Radio.
No!
Yeah, and he was telling me how he used to see you in concert when you guys both lived here, and now you both live there, and you won their contest.
I did,
Solo on the Slope.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
I was having dinner with some friends in Telluride, and he's the guy who was hosting the dinner party said, hey man, I think you should check out this competition. I think you'd be a really good fit for it. And I was like, well, I'm not really big on competitions when it comes to music, but I'll look into it. And so I did, and it wasn't genre specific. It was basically film a candid video of you playing one of your own songs, submit it, and go from there. And I was like, whatever, I can do that. Let's go for it. Pull the trigger. I did it. It was a lot of fun because in the middle, like I'd practice a song, make sure the camera's going just fine. And then I did it for real. And one of my dogs walks into the frame. And so it kind of threw me off. I was like, whatever, I'm going to just send this. Like I could redo it, but this is funny. And so sent it in, and they got a hold of me saying they had some more questions, and they called and recorded the conversation with, you know, saying, you know, congratulations, you won. How do you feel? And I was, I don't know, I was ecstatic. It's going to be cool. And the show, the event is June 21st in Grand Junction. Show, it'll be right after I get back from Alaska. And Grand Junction is a super cool town. I've got some friends there, and it's at a big theater. So I don't know. It'll be cool. I'm excited.
Oh, well, yeah. I just thought that was a fun little coincidence that just kind of popped up yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Well, congratulations winning the contest.
Thank you very much.
But you're actually here to talk about two upcoming shows that you're doing here in Juneau. One's tonight at the Rookery.
Yes.
And the other one is tomorrow at Rendezvous. And I was wondering if you'd be willing to play us a little something right now.
I'd love to.
All right. What are you going to play for us?
This will be a brand new song off of a new album that I've got hard copies for, and the streamable access to the album will be available soon on anywhere you stream music. This song, I believe, is the second track on the album. It's called Yesterday. I'm looking forward to what's to come. I'm sick of writing all these love songs. Don't get me wrong, I'm feeling just the same. When it comes to my lover, ain't me, ain't a damn thing changed. This time, I'm a sight on what I need. Ain't got what I need. I'm jumping through hoops as far as I can tell. Well, I ain't built for no walking on eggshells. A thick skin comes with the life that I've been living. Talking about tough love is still love, and you want to get what you got coming. This time, I'm sat on by. Yeah, I go my own way. Yesterday. What I need. Ooh. I'ma slide on by. Yeah, I go my own way. Yesterday, this time, I'ma slide on by.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, it sounded great.
Thanks.
That's a new one.
Yeah, brand new.
Yesterday. And what's that song about?
You know, the whole album, This Little Change, which if we have time, I'll play the title track for you at the end here. But it's all about, you know, looking back at where I started and where I'm at now, how I got to where I'm at now, as far as being a full-time musician, the shows that I've had to play, some of the shows that I've enjoyed, and adversely, some of the shows that I just had to simply endure and just get through, be like, okay, it's gas in the tank, it's this, it's that, just get through it. And really self-reflecting on, is this the life that I want to continue living, or isn't it? And that I feel like, in a nutshell, that's the common thread that's woven through this album, is looking back and figuring out, am I prepared to go forward, knowing that some of these things may continue to happen, as far as like a difference in audience, a difference in performance value, et cetera, et cetera. And am I ready for the next step? Which, I mean, ultimately I am. I'm a pretty huge optimist, so... Yeah, I think I'm ready and to continue this journey, and that's more or less what the album's about and that song.
Well, what is the next step? What does the future hold for Cousin Curtis?
Man, you know, I would love to continue playing the same amount of shows, or even maybe more, but for a shorter duration and for an audience that is specifically there to see a performance, whether it's me or another band or I'm opening up for somebody. I'd say that is what's on the horizon in my mind, is doing less free shows, more ticketed shows where I can really track my progress. You know, play a show in a town, come back 3 months later, play another one. They're both ticketed. Did I sell more tickets? Mm. Did word spread? How are the CD sales going? Are people buying the merchandise, or am I spooning it in the van because it won't sell? You know, that kind of a deal.
Well, tonight you're going to be doing a concert at the Rookery.
Yeah.
And then that's at 7 o'clock. And tomorrow, Rendezvous, 9 o'clock. And you're back in town kicking off your tour, right?
Yeah, this is it.
First time back in the Southeast for a while.
For 3 years, I think. Yeah. Last time would have been summer 2016, I think.
Wow. Well, thanks so much for paying us a visit.
Yeah, my pleasure.
And thanks
for
being
me.
On the show today. It was great to catch up with you. And
yeah.
Would you play us one more before you go?
Absolutely.
Thank you. This is This Little Change?
Yeah, it's the title track. It's probably one of my favorites on the albums. Favorite to play in general right now, I would say, as well. But you guys, you know, have a listen whenever you get a chance, and send me an email. Let me know what you think. Here we go. Change and so must I. A new part of the year and a part of me has died, and I don't mind. This little change is gonna come. Wait till you see me. Like a summer setting sun.
never felt so free in my life. Where I go from here, that choice is mine, and you can't take that away. This little change is gonna come. Lock me up and I'll get away. Like a summer setting sun. Well, all of my time here, I wouldn't say it's been wasted. Well, even though I may have been, you should have seen the dreams I was chasing. Everybody tells me I'm meant for greatness. Yeah, and I wanna believe it. Well, most times it's hard to see it. This little change is gonna come. Yeah, this little change is gonna come. Time here, I wouldn't say it's been wasted. Well, even though I may have been, you should have seen the dreams I was chasing. And everybody tells me I'm meant for greatness. Yeah, and I wanna believe it. Most times it's hard to see it. This little change is gonna come. Yeah, this little change is gonna come. Oh, this little change is gonna come. Yeah, this little change is gonna come. Oh, all of my time here, I wouldn't say it's been wasted. Well, even though I may have been, you should have seen the dreams I was chasing. Well, everybody tells me I'm meant for greatness. Yeah, and I wanna believe it. Well, most times it's hard to see it. This little change is gonna come. Yeah, this little change is gonna come.
Cousin Curtis, everybody. Thanks so much again for being here today and for playing those songs. Catch them tonight at the Rookery, tomorrow at Rendezvous, and welcome home.
Thank you very much. It feels good to be back.
Thanks for talking with us today, and have a great visit.
Cheers.